Shane, a 0-0 draw. It's quite a commendable achievement given how long you played with 10 men.
Aye, definitely. You know, I think we showed our togetherness and our team spirit there. You know, I know I said about it last week or the week before last in Drogheda, but I think it showed in spades here this evening.
Harsh decision.
I didn't really see it. My angle wasn't great, but the referee wasn't. I think he had his red card out before he even made contact. You know, but look, we haven't got anything from the referees all year. At a season they got, a few of the boys actually seen it back on the clips and said it was a kind of, it was a harsh red card. He has made contact. He is late, but by no means as he went above the ball or, you know, meant to hurt the guy. But look, these things happen. And after that, I think we spent nearly 70 minutes, you know, down to 10 men, and I think we dug it out as we needed to. We defended well as a team, and look, it's not 3 points, but a game like that, personally, you know, and collectively, it nearly feels like a one whenever your back's against the wall for most of the game.
They're a tough side to play against.
Oh, 100%. You know, they're well organised, and, you know, they've got great togetherness as well. And, you know, they've got players in the final third who likes Jack Moylan and Wood and boys like that. I know Jarvis went off fair injured, but they can all hurt you, you know. And look, we were more than prepared for them. I think if it stays 11-11, I think, you know, especially at home, we were just going into the game. We might age it, but look, you know, in hindsight, it's a well earned point.
Looking back on the season, we're nearly over now, but looking back on it, how do you assess it? How do you see it?
I think I reiterate what I said last week. You know, we're in a very good place as a football club. You know, the big picture is we have so much to shoot for. You know, next year we have to go down to Cork and get a one. You know, next week and try and finish second. You know, as first out of our reach. You know, if we're being really honest about it, it probably is. But, you know, if we can finish second 2 years in the trot, we're knocking on the door, like I said a couple of weeks ago. And we qualified for Europe 3 years in the trot. You know, I think that's, all in all, it's a good return for such a, you know, the group that's been together only a short time.
You've been through three rounds in Europe, which no Derry team has done before like that. Was that a hard thing? Did it kind of hinder you at times coming back home to domestic?
No, I think it actually spurred us on. You know, the togetherness in Europe, us travelling together and being in each other's company for long periods of time, and, you know, going and playing those games against, you know, the Coops and Tobol or whatever you call that team. I actually can't remember their name. But, you know, I think it actually helped us. It helped our togetherness. You know, it's been a long season. You know, if I'm... We're on training since the first week of December. You know, it's been a long year, but, you know, I think that in the bigger picture, it's if we finish second in the league, please God, and make Europe, then, you know, I think it's a successful one.